Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of The Best Football Show with me, Brian Baldinger, at Baldy NFL, across all social media platforms. Just put everything from flag football in California on yesterday to watching Justin Jefferson run a route. Never know, to Kobe Dean blowing up Kyren Williams on a blitz. Never know what I'm going to post on a day-to-day basis. And you can find this football show by downloading a free Odyssey app and liking it and subscribing to it and following it as we start building ourselves. I think we are 86 days away from the Eagles opener on Thursday night against the Cowboys. So it's coming quick, under 3 months away from the opener. Now, we've got news. Jaire Alexander, former first-round pick out of Louisville by Green Bay, been up there for his first 6 years in this league, I think it's six, has been released. They tried to trade Jaire. He's had a lot of injuries the last 2 years, missed a lot of time, a variety of injuries, been a very good player in this league, very good player. For a while, they kind of changed their approach last year. They played a lot more man coverage than they had. They really went to a four-man. Jeff Heffley came in, head coach of Boston College, came to be the defensive coordinator in Green Bay. And he kind of did exactly what Matt LaFleur wanted him to do. They wanted more turnovers. They got it. They have 30, 31 turnovers a year ago. I could look it up for you real quick. But they wanted to play more man coverage. They wanted to, in fact, Green Bay last year, it turned out they were fifth in defense a year ago. In turnovers, they had 31 turnovers, all right, tied for most in the league, all right, second most in the league, all right? Pittsburgh and Buffalo both had more. 31 turnovers, that's what Matt LaFleur wanted. That's what Jeff Heffley did. And they did it by largely playing, you know, man coverage, robbing the middle of the field. Xavier McKinney had how many interceptions last year? How many did Xavier have last year? Xavier had, what, 9? I'll tell you in a second because I want to be exact here. But, I mean, Xavier McKinney came from the New York Giants, and he did exactly what they wanted. They wanted the ball, like, forced to the middle of the field. They wanted a good free safety that could go get it. Xavier McKinney had 8 interceptions last year, all right? Jaire Alexander last year had 2 interceptions. All right, they had 31 takeaways, but they were playing man coverage. Jaire's largely been a zone corner, although he can play man. He's just kind of undersized for it in today's world. But he's a good player. He's out there. He's linked right now to Philadelphia. One of his position coaches is now with the Eagles. If I look at the Miami Dolphins and I look at their secondary right now, especially if Jalen Ramsey moves on, like it looks like he's going to move on, you'd be crazy. You know, Miami, crazy not to be invested in Jaire Alexander. So I think he's going to find a job. It's a question of, you know, how they structure the contract. Can he get paid? Can he get his money? He's in the prime of his career at age 28. Might have to start a new chapter. Looks like he is. You know, and then what do you do with that? You start with the warm person market, guys that have coached him. He's a coachable guy. He's a good teammate. He's a good player. The injuries are the injuries, though. You know, teams have to structure contracts when guys have injury histories. You know, and so that, you know, it could be based on percentage of playing time, percentage of starts. If you start 17 games, the bonus kicks in. Like, all that stuff takes time. Some of these contracts read like, you know, a short novel, be honest with you, because all these things have to be included. So Jair Alexander, I believe, will find a job in this league. I mean, honestly, if you look at what Denver just did in the draft by drafting Jahdae Barron, after they already had Patrick Surtain, Riley Moss, Jaquan McMillan, like they already had three starting corners. They drafted another one because what Denver wants to do, what Green Bay wants to do is, all right, how are you going to affect quarterbacks in this league? Denver, not to get off topic that far, but Denver plays a lot of man coverage and they rush five guys. And if you're trying to get five out in the route, you're going to get five one-on-ones. Okay. And so Jonathan Cooper, you know, you look at Nick Medito, Zach Allen. I mean, all the guys in Denver, they all had numbers last year because, you know, those guys held up in man coverage. That's what Green Bay wants to do. Jair can do that. But, you know, I think when he's an off, you know, an off coverage corner, whether it's off man or off zone, he's at his best when he can see the ball in flight. Okay. Jair Alexander, released by Green Bay. Pro Bowl corner. He's out there on the street. Like, I think there's going to be interest. You know, I mean, the reason why he's been released after June 1st, contract situation, cap money, you know, issue when you're released after June 1st. And now Green Bay tried their best to trade him. And there wasn't a lot of trade value, probably based on the amount of, you know, injuries that he sustained over the last 2 years and more than that. But there'll be a market. Now, a guy that did get signed is Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb has been one of the great players in this league. He had a major knee injury 2 years ago, came back last year. He went from averaging over 5 yards a carry to averaging 3.3 yards a carry. Cleveland thinks he's done. That's fine. Cleveland just went out, and if you look at their roster right now, they still want to run the ball. Nick Chubb, you know, sometimes it takes a year for a big guy. Second major knee injury for him. But, you know, they drafted Quinshon Judkins, you know, in the second round from Ohio State. All right. They have Jerome Ford there. They drafted Dylan Sampson. They drafted running backs in the second and fourth round. They just went young. Houston, you know, that is trying to build a better playoff version of what they have done, has got – look, they've got right now Houston is looking at a backfield right here of Joe Mixon, who missed time last year. They drafted a kid in the fourth round, Woody Marks, and they still have Damian Pierce, who was a fourth-round pick in 2022, really hasn't performed like since his rookie year in 2022 when he went for, 975 yards. Had a nice little, but they're trying to build their team around C.J. Stroud. So you've got Mixon, who's getting up there in age. But look, I went and watched the explosive play reels of Nick Chubb yesterday. He had a total of four plays of 15 yards or more. Four. That's small. You know, you look at, you know, if you look at receivers, you know, if you look at, say, a guy, you know, like the Raiders rookie tight end last year, Brock Bowers, like he had 16 plays of 20 yards or more. He's an explosive player. You put an explosive play on any series, in any series from anywhere in the field, your percentage of scoring goes way up. Now, Nick Chubb used to be that guy. We got to find out. Another year removed from a major injury. Let's see what he looks like. I mean, he got really, I mean, it makes sense. I thought more teams would have an interest in Nick Chubb just because he was so great for so long. One of the few backs, I think he averaged, I could look it up before in a second, but I think he averaged over 5 yards a carry for his first 5 years in this league. And I think he's the only back in the league to do it. All right. The stat nerds out there, go look it up, you know, verify it, check it out with me. Like nobody else did that. So he has had, and maybe it was the first 6 years, but either 5 or 6 years, averaged over 5 yards of carry until last year. He came back from a major knee injury at Georgia. And he's one of the great humans. Like, you never have to worry about Nick Chubb. He's always going to work. He's always going to be prepared. He's always going to be on time. He's going to be a pro. And that's what you want your organization. You want pros. You want guys, young guys. You got these rookies, you know, here in Houston. You want those rookies and young players and free agents to look up to pros and how they prepare and how they get ready and how they take care of their bodies. Like, I think DeMeco Ryans signing Nick Chubb, even if he doesn't play a lot, you're going to get just the ultimate pro walking around your building.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
7 days a week. He'll be in there on his days off getting treatment. He'll be in the film room studying. Like, he's just going to be the ultimate pro. That's what he was at Georgia. That's what he's been in Cleveland. He adds a lot to a team. Now, you don't want to just pay guys to be pros. They can't perform. I mean, if he doesn't have any acceleration left in the tank, if his vision is occluded and he can't find holes, or he can see a hole but he can't get there, all right. Well, you know, you send running backs packing. Like, they hit the wall. Dalvin Cook hit the wall. You know, like, guys hit the wall. It varies at different times. Aaron Jones, same draft as Dalvin Cook, hadn't hit the wall yet. But it happens. You know, it happens to Leonard Fournette. It happens to guys. And so they hit the wall, and they're kind of done. You know, and you don't feel sorry for them. Running backs have only a certain amount of carries. That J.K. Dobbins might sign in Denver. Looks like Sean Payton is interested. He's got a strong injury history. He had a great season last year when he was healthy. But he had law of diminishing returns as the season wore on. You'd love to have J.K. Dobbins, you know, like he was his rookie year, you know, coming out of Ohio State. But these guys all have X amount of carries in them. And when it goes, it goes. So we'll see. I mean, if Nick Chubb can't do it, he can't do it. They've got a rebuilt offensive line in Houston. They want to be able to run the ball. They want to protect C.J. Stroud a whole lot better. They fired the offensive coordinator. They fired the left guard. They traded the left guard. They traded the left tackle. Yeah, you know, they rebuilt this offense. You know, there's no Stephon Diggs. You know, like, they're rebuilding this whole offense right now. So Mixon is still a part of it. They drafted a rookie. We'll see what Damian Pierce. I'm sure Damian Pierce and Nick Chubb will duke it out for that backup running back spot. Ogunbowale is their third down back. All right, so that's kind of like what Houston's doing. I honestly thought more teams should be interested in Nick Chubb. I went back just because of the interest that Houston showed. that I went back and watched him last year. He only had 100 carries or something last year. He didn't have a lot of carries. In fact, what do you have? He only had, like, it was by far his worst year, but Nick Chubb last year had 102 carries. All right, 102 carries on a bad team. He ran for 332 yards. I mean, there's been days in his business. I think he still holds the record. Think about this. Jim Brown, all the great backs that have come through Cleveland. I believe, could be wrong, that Nick Chubb has the longest run in Cleveland Brown history. And I believe it came against the Atlanta Falcons, and I believe it was like 85 yards. Like, the guy can be a home run hitter. His longest run last year was 19 yards. It was one of those. But maybe a year removed, another year in the weight room. He prefers his high school weight room that he you know, grew up in. He goes back there and lifts old school, not a bunch of fancy machinery. He's got a squat rack, his leg press machine. He's probably pushing some sleds. He's just an old school guy. But that's Nick Chubb. Now, we'll see. We'll see what he does. My whereabouts. This is the final week of the offseason for all teams. We've already heard T.J. Watt isn't in camp. You know, we were hearing about all this. The guys that have not shown up, Trey Hendrickson isn't in camp. They all want new contracts. All right, mandatory minicamps, they'll get fined. You know, TJ is not there. Aaron Rodgers is. I'm in Fort Lauderdale right now. I'm heading up to Jacksonville. It's a five-hour drive. I'm leaving at 3 in the morning. Practice starts at 9 tomorrow. I'm going to go see Jacksonville. All I've heard is in crazy good things about Travis Hunter. I want to go see it myself. I hear that Trevor Lawrence is in a sling, that he's got shoulder soreness. What's that all about? Let's go find out tomorrow. Let's talk to Tony Boselli, Liam Cohen, James Gladstone, the general manager. Let's go talk to some of my friends on that team. I'm very much looking forward to going to see Jacksonville tomorrow and what this might look like for the Jaguars in 2025. Because there is an alarming statistic out there, alarming statistic, that Trevor Lawrence, is this right? Is Trevor Lawrence 3-15 in his last 18 games or 3-11 in his last 14? It's a low number of wins as a starter right now. Now you got to get that turned around. Anyways, I'll come back this week. Let's do Ask Baldy Anything later in the week. We'll talk about Jacksonville when I come back, and we'll sort of, finish the offseason here because all teams basically are checking out after this week. They're all going on vacation for 4 or 5 weeks before they get started, myself included. But we will start previewing the divisions in another week or so as we get closer and closer to the start of training camp. Sometime around July 21st, 22nd, camps are going to be opening. Depending on what team you are, we'll be going to camp every day reporting from it. So we're not far away from real football news and the start of 2025. That's it. That's it for Baldy today. Thanks for joining the Best Football Show. Look forward to talking to everybody real soon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.